Have you lived in San Francisco too long? You were only going to live there long enough to finish grad school. Then you got a job in your field near your apartment, and now you love the city and can't imagine leaving. But has it been too long? Here are 9 signs. You have lived in San Francisco too long. You get ridiculed by New Yorkers who can't believe the town shuts down so early. What is this, Walnut Creek? Your friends from New York love San Francisco, and they love to abuse you because everything shuts down at 2 a.m. Hell, even Los Angeles stays up later. And everybody hates L.A. You know the BART schedule by heart. You know which cars are the least crowded. You know which cars are least likely to have a street dancer perform their latest work on the floor in front of you. You know how the fog affects train track expansion and contraction, and how that speeds up or slows down trains. You use this knowledge to your advantage so you can squeeze out a few more moments in your car listening to the Giants game on the radio. You don't care about petty crimes. Those same New Yorkers, those worldly New Yorkers, will laugh and elbow you as they point out the trio of naked old guys crossing Van Ness wearing nothing but pink berets and drug-induced smiles. Meanwhile, you had to look twice because you didn't even see them. That's because everybody, and I mean everybody, sees 10 naked people on the street in San Francisco every day before noon. You've seen the movie The Rock, but you've never been to Alcatraz. Like how New Yorkers have never been to the Statue of Liberty, or people in Canton, Ohio, who have never been to the Pro Football Hall of Fame. You've lived in San Francisco for a long time, and you've never set foot on Alcatraz. It sounds like an interesting tour, and you have vague notions that you're going to do it someday, but you know that day will never come. You are over 40 and have a roommate. You have a roommate because your rent is $8,000 a month for a studio apartment. You thought about toughing it out by yourself and just handling the rent payment, but it would mean giving up lights, clothing, Netflix, and German chocolate cake. You decide you can probably get by without Netflix, but German chocolate cake is non-negotiable. You make weak promises to support your co-workers' creative efforts. 5 separate people in your office have invited you to their art gallery opening, stand-up comedy show, improv comedy show, code camp, or wine tasting night. Despite your authentic desire to support the arts, wine tasting always wins. You went golfing at the Presidio Golf Course in June. You wore a parka, ski mask, downfill mittens, mukluks, earmuffs, long underwear, and 2 pairs of wool socks. Your friends from the Midwest ask for your advice about the best wineries to visit in Napa, and you have no clue. You went to Napa one time when you first arrived in the city, but you were blind drunk and don't remember a thing. For all you know, it might as well have been a night in Vegas. So there you go, 9 signs you have lived in San Francisco too long. What do you mean you know every winery in Napa? That doesn't mean you're a sophisticated wine snob. It means you have a problem.